Please keep your hands and arms inside the windows. Got those steel posts coming back on either side. Don't want no one to get hurt. Now I'd like to welcome you, ladies and gentlemen, out to What Color Springs here this evening. Me telling you all about this tripper as you go down, answering the questions that you might have. Jungle Tour, ladies and gentlemen, Walk Color Springs Jungle Tour. All you're gonna see on this trip out here now is gonna be real, especially the alligators. You don't believe they're real, now I'll let you get up. You can wrestle for us, let you get a wrestle. On your left out there on the grass now, that's the immature little blue heron. White bird to your left out on the grass. Immature little blue heron. Also, coming up on your left there, those brown ducks out there with the green and white heads, those are American widgeons. American widgeons, those are winter ducks, come down to spend the winter with us. They'll be leaving about March or April. Those are widgeons. Some people call them ball pates. Alligator number one coming down on your right up on the hill. Alligator to your right. We have plenty of them out here. Anywhere from 6 inches long up to 14 feet. Way in between, just a few ounces. And 750 pounds. This is gator territory, folks. Though I'm a Seminole fan, I don't see any Seminoles running around. Coming down on your right, the large white bird standing out in the grass, that's the American egret. American egret, large white bird to your right, standing in the grass out there. Beautiful bird. Also to your right, the white ibis. White ibis, the small white bird to your right with the orange curved bill. White ibis on your right. Over to your right, out to your left, you see these little black birds with the red bill? That's the common gallinoo, little black bird with the red bill, common gallinoo. He can whip anything, 3 times his size, swim on down the river and think nothing of it. He has gall enough to jump right on the end of an alligator's nose and peck him right between eyes. Though I've never seen one do it, I bet you if he did, he'd never do it again. The common gallinoo, to your right, little black bird with the red bill. Look down in the water here, folks. From time to time, you see some great groups of fish swimming along. That's the mullet. The mullet. He has a gizzard like a chicken, living salt, fresh or brackish water. Over on your right, that's the pied bill grebe. Little small bird to the rear on your right. Pied bill grebe, that dapper hell diver. Gator on your left. Alligator, take your left up on island. We have plenty of them, folks. Any of y'all like to have an alligator now, don't be bashful, just let me know. Let you out on this trip, come back around, pick you up on the next trip, then we'll see who's going back. You're that alligator. Two of them out there, folks. There's another one right there in the water on your left. This is gator territory, folks. On your left, coming up by the cypress tree, you see the cormorant. The cormorant on the stump, to your left. On the cypress tree, right to your left, the cormorant. Main diet is fish, and they just love to eat bass. There's the cormorant on your left. Look to your left now. You see some boxes on the side of the trees out there. One lady asked me here about a week ago if that's what they call a country telephone booth. No, it's not. That's the home of the wood duck. Some people claim that they have seen the female wood duck flying inside those boxes, doing around 20, 25 miles per hour. I've never seen them do it. But if they do, the world's greatest headache remedy is inside those boxes. Over on your right, that's the common gallinule. Common gallinule on your right. Little blackbird with the red bill. Coming down on your right there, that's where Laser Mechanic supposedly fixes our boats. Also to your right, tied up to that pole out there, that's what happened to our last glass bottom trip. Lost every passenger on the boat. Guess the alligators claimed them, or we never seen them again. Look to your right, sometimes a big gator will be laying up on that island. Right to your right. Sometime we see him, sometime we don't. And this time we don't. That's the white ibis on your right there. White ibis, white bird with the orange curved bill. Also the lambkin. The lambkin, the brown bird back there, he stands 22 inches high. Main diet is apple snails. Apple snails, the lambkin. Let's not give up. Look to your left. On island out there. Gator, maybe he'll be laying out to your left. Now to the rear on your left here. Standing on the stump back here, right to the rear of the boat. That's the Anhanga. Anhanga, water turkey, snake bird. Main diet is fish. That's the male. The male has a black neck. The female has a brown neck. And you'll be surprised what size fish that little bitty skinny neck could swallow. Now you see these birds on the river out here, they have their wings spread out. They have no glands in the wings, so when they come out to waterfront fishing, have to dry them out a period of time before they can fly. The Anhanga, water turkey, snake bird. Coming down on your right here now, this large clearing's one of our feeding grounds for wild turkey, deer, possums, raccoons, squirrels, other wildlife. Up in the cage to your right, we have a 500-pound black bear. Algie's her name. We feed her Jim Dandy and honey, and she does just as she pleases, and she just loves to sleep. On the cage to your right, that's the Anhanga, the female. Female has a brown neck, the male has a black neck. Look to your left. On your left out there, we got some turtles, alligators laying up on a log on your left. Turtles, soup-sized turtles, streaked neck turtles, most people call them sliders. And if these meat prices keep pushing up, we're gonna see a lot more of that on these tables. Turtle soup. The American egret on your right. American egret on your right. Large white birds, some people call them the common egret. Now folks, you're over the main channel of the Walkalla River now. All this water flowing down through here comes out from the big spring in front of the boat dock. That spring, 185 feet deep, flowing over 600,000 gallons of water per minute. Now the spring makes up 18-mile-long river that flows to the Gulf. This is the Walkalla River here. Flows for about 12 miles till it runs into another river called the St. Marks. From there on, those two rivers flow down to the Gulf, another 6 miles. Now where we make the turn to your left, look to your left and right now, the tall slender plant growing out to water is known as bulrush. Bulrushes growing out to water to your left and right. Anhinga to the front of the boat up there. That's the Anhinga to the front of the boat on your right. Drying her wings so she can fly. Now if you look real closely on that bird, you see the body part is furry-like. Wings and tail are feathers. Got some turtles on your right. Turtles on your right there. Look to your left, look to your right, right back down through here. This is where the alligators like to lay. This is gator territory down in here, folks. That's the lampkin on your left. The lampkin on your left, a brown bird with the white spots out in the grass looking for apple snails on your left. Alligator to your right, up on the bank. Big gator on your right. Look at that big flashy smile. They eat just about anything. They'll eat wild deer, duck, hog, fish, turtles, anything they can get into the mouth. So watch arms and elbows. They're always looking for a handout. Gator on your right. Always showing those teeth. Gator on your right again. We have plenty of them. You don't believe it's real now, I'll let you get out. You can jump up on his back. We'll see what you can do. Let your gator wrestle. Anhinga on your right, drying his wings so he can fly. Alligator coming down on your right again. We have plenty of them. Anywhere from 6 inches long up to 14 feet. Way in between just a few ounces. And 750 pounds. Gator on your right. This is Gator territory, folks. He's got his mouth open for you there. Now, if you don't believe it's real, I'll let you get out. You can stick your fist in his mouth, or we'll see what happens. You might end up drawing back a nub. Territorial dispute. There's another one around here somewhere. Get on your right. We have plenty of them down in here. All right, ladies, look to your right. All right, ladies, look to your right up here on this log coming up. That's where snakes like to lay. Want you to look real closely up here. Maybe you'll see you one, ladies. See, I like to show all you ladies a snake so you know what they look like laying out here in the wild. Because when we get in the back jungle, the limbs get a little bit close. Sometimes a snake will be laying out on those limbs. We'll come by, brush the limb with the boat. He'll fall off in with us. Snake in the boat, people in the water. But I remind you about the alligators in the water, people back in the boat. That's the little green heron on the log, to your right. Little green heron. I gotta see it. Cottonmouth moccasin end of the log there. Right in the end of the log. Cottonmouth moccasin. Deadly poison. You don't want to mess with him. Alligator to your right. Gator on your right there. Female Anhinga to your right. Female Anhinga coming down on your right. Drying her wings so she can fly right to the front of the boat. Pickle a weed. Pickle a weed. Alligator coming down on your right. Gator to your right. Any of y'all like to have an alligator now, don't be bashful, just let me know. I'll let you out on this trip, come back around, pick up on the next trip, then we'll see who's going back. You're that alligator. Gator on your right. You don't believe it's real now, I'll let you get out. You can wrestle. Let your gator wrestle. Nobody never took me up on the offer. I will tell you right now, you see this light-colored green plant growing out to water with the yellow shoots sticking out the top? That's known as wild rice. Wild rice on your right. Now we have 14 different species of freshwater fish in here. We have the alligator gar, the catfish, bass, brim, shell, cracker, mullet, just to name a few. From time to time, you see these fish jumping out to water, that's the mullet. Has a gizzard like a chicken, living salt, fresh, or brackish water. And hang on your right, that's the female, drying her wings so she can fly. Stump-like looking thing sticking out to water to your right here. Those are known as cypress knees. Cypress knees, part of the root system of the cypress tree. If any of y'all know anything about furniture, You notice cypress makes beautiful furniture. Alligator to your right. Big gator on your right. Now that one there is anywhere 9, 10, 11 feet long, weighing up to about 300 to 400 pounds. 300 to 400 pound gator back there. That's still not the size I like to wrestle. Well, all you fishermen know that we have 14 different species of freshwater fishing here. I'm sure it brings up the question, can I fish? Yes, you can. But if you get caught, you better have plenty of money and plenty of time, because you gotta pay $500 fine for every pound of fish, plus 5 years in jail. So if you wanna fish, you better have plenty of money and plenty of time. Alligator, tell you right again, we have plenty of them. That's the cormorant coming down on your right up on the stump. The cormorant, also the American egret. American egret, the large white bird on your right. Alright folks, look to your right. Should have some baby alligators coming up. Should have some baby alligators on your right here up on the bank. Look real closely now. Some of them about the size, a little larger than a lizard. About 6 inches long. There's the mother laying up there, and that's what you don't want to mess with is those babies. Because if you do, she's gonna come after you. Now those baby alligators there, that's the size I like to wrestle. Back jungle, ladies and gentlemen, you're now entering Wakulla Springs Back Jungle. Back up in here now, quite a few years ago, back in the early 40s, a man named Johnny Wise Miller come down, shot some of his tars and pitchers right back in here. Also, all underwater and wildlife scenes from the movie Joe Panther, Airport 77, was filmed right down in the spring. Let's not forget, back in the early 50s, the creature from the Black Lagoon was found right down in the spring and parts of the river here. And up to the front of the boat here, where that cabbage palm is extending over the water, That's where they say Johnny Wise Millis swung to the trees, beating on his chest, crying and carrying on. Wocala Springs Wildlife Sanctuary here, it consists of 4,500 acres, all privately owned by one man, Mr. Edward Bald, and it's administered by Edward Bald Wildlife Foundation. All plants and animals in the sanctuary here are fully protected by all state and federal laws. Look to your right here now. You can see the bottom. That's what we call marble sand. Marble sand on your right there on the bottom. And what's so nice about Wocala Springs, the water is so nice and clear. If you ever come down and go swimming with us and something ever bit you, you could always see what bit you. Not right off, I couldn't tell you. When get back, I can tell you what it is. That's the great blue heron back to the rear on your right. The great blue heron stands 4 feet high, has her wings spread up to 72 inches. The great blue heron. Look to the front of the boat here now. You see that spring itself. 4.5 acre circumference, 185 feet deep, flowing over 600,000 gallons of water per minute. Water temperature stays the same all year round, 70 to 72 degrees. Wocala, that's an old Indian name, means strange and mysterious waters. You see, we know where all this water is going to, but we don't know where it's coming from. Alligator to your left. Alligator on your left out in the grass. That's the lifeguard for this side of the river here. Now during the summer months, we have swimmers all out on the other side of that rope to your left out there. Sometimes they swim over this way a little bit too far. We have a lifeguard on the other side, blows his whistle, tells them to look up, and he don't have to tell them to come back. Alligator on your right. That's the lifeguard for the swimming area. Now you're coming out over the edge of the great big spring. Down below here, 25 to 30 feet deep. On around this way, 45, 50 feet, lowered airport 77 down below you. Shots some important underwater pictures. 50, 75 feet. 75, 100 feet. 100, 125 feet deep. If any of y'all see a hole in the bottom of the boat, just plug it with a piece of chewing gum. I'm sure we'll make it back. That's the diving tower to the right-hand side, 33 feet high. When you come down and go swimming with us, jump off that top tower. You don't ever have to worry about going down. It's just coming back up. 185 feet of water right off in front of that tower. Right down below here on this ledge, the creature from the Black Lagoon was found back in the early 50s. Now, folks, at this time, I hate to say, but your tour is about to come to an end. I certainly hope everyone has enjoyed the trip off down to Walcula River. Hope you learned something about the birds and wildlife of the Springs area here. Want y'all to tell your friends about us now and come back to see us. Open 365 days all year round. And you're always welcome back to Walcula Spring. Now, returning back in the dock here, folks, I want to ask everyone to please keep your hands and arms inside the windows. Please remain seated on the boat now till I can get it properly tied off at the dock, make it safe for the unload. Hope you enjoyed the trip. Y'all come back to see us, and I hope your pictures come out good. Watch your hands and arms, please, returning back in the dock.